Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Wednesday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with news that Man United are willing to let Cristiano Ronaldo go after manager Erik ten Hag changed his stance, that sounds a bit wrong, on the Portuguese's situation. Here's Ali McQuist, former City goalkeeper Shay Given, and Laura Woodsy-Woods reacting to that story.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
Okay, TalkSport understands that Manchester United are willing to consider offers for Cristiano Ronaldo. So I guess their doors are now open. Clubs can come in. They will sit down and they will listen to these offers. Any ideas which clubs might be coming in for him, guys?
Well, first thing I've got to say, it's the right decision, but probably 2 weeks too late. You know, well, it's not too late. It should have been done earlier, because I felt right away that as soon as he said he didn't want to be at the club, that's it. Nowhere for him to go. However, it looks as though we've come to the right decision for both parties, I feel. For both parties, The automatic one would think he'd maybe go back to Sporting. I don't know. He's at a stage in his career now where he clearly can't command the wages, and he probably wouldn't be expected to play 90 minutes of every game. So he's got a decision to make in his own future.
What it is the beginning of the end for Cristiano Ronaldo at Old Trafford, Isn't it? Do you think we'll see him in a Manchester United shirt again, Ali?
I'd be very surprised. I'd be staggered, in fact.
What do you think of his time there, Shay, this time round?
Yeah, I mean, he's done well last year. Was it 19, 20 goals he scored? So he didn't disappoint. But I think, as Ali says, it's the right decision for Ronaldo and for Manchester United. They have to move on. If a player of that sort of calibre wants to move on, then they have to move him on and get replacements in. But it'd be interesting to see where he does end up, because he mentioned Champions League football. Will he still think he's in good enough to play Champions League football and at the top level? Or will he go, say, maybe to America? Or Liam Neeson's going to be on the phone to get him to New York Red Bulls or something? I don't know.
Manchester United.
Breaking news tonight. Adrian Rabiot will not be joining Manchester United. It's all a bit shambolic in this transfer window from Manchester United, isn't it? Basically, Adrian Rabiot wanted too much. His excessive wage demands, that is it. It's all done. Manchester United will not be going after him. They had agreed a fee with Juventus for Rabiot last week, but he has now demanded to be made one of the club's top earners to make the switch. It seems that Manchester United are not prepared to do that.
Adrian, it's an absolute disgrace. They knew that they had to recruit in the summer, and they've left it with 15 days to go. They brought in three players in this transfer window, and they have not improved Manchester United. They've gone backwards, if not when they're supposed to be trying to go forwards. And the players who are walking through the door at Man United in the last 15 days of this transfer window are going to want top dollar, because they know what situation they find themselves in now. It's panic stations. A club like Manchester United, yet again, are getting it completely wrong. It's an absolute disgrace.
TalkSport understands Brighton will push back on any attempt United make to sign Caicedo, who, as I say, nearly joined United before joining the Seagulls. And now there are reports that United could turn their attention to Real Madrid's Brazilian international midfielder, Casemiro.
On now to the former Liverpool midfielder, Didi Haman, or Didi Hamad, as I'd like to call him, claiming United gaffer Erik ten Hag could be sacked if Man United lose to Liverpool on TalkSport on Monday night. Don't be so silly. That's the former Liverpool player, Didi Hamad.
I don't think there's an easy fix. And, you know, we've seen teams in the past, you know, lose 2 or 3 games and then, you know, they pick themselves up again and go on a run and go unbeaten for a few weeks. But the whole club is in disarray. And what's really scary in Manchester United's case, that the connection with the fan base is gone. You know, I think all the fans lost belief in the club hierarchy, in the CEO, in the, you know, the manager's only been there 5 minutes and he's already under pressure. People talk if he gets beat by Liverpool on Monday, he could be on his way. That's not helpful to anyone. And I think this is the how bad the situation is at Manchester United, that the whole club is disconnected.
Now, Man United Supporters Trust says it will demand answers from those running the club after a bad start to the season. Spokesperson Chris Rumfitt told White and Jordan why the Glazers are copping so much flack.
The problems lie in different areas, and you can ask questions about tactics and coaching. You can certainly ask questions about player recruitment and our performance in the transfer market. But ultimately, the Glazers appoint everybody. So if you think somebody else is to blame, well, that person's been appointed by the Glazers. And I think it's also about the overall culture of the club. Is this a culture of a club where everything is oriented towards success on the field? Or is it a culture of a club where everything's oriented towards commercial success, making money, and the football is sort of secondary to that? That's how it feels to us. But in terms of get behind and support, we absolutely do. You heard the United fans on Saturday, 4-0 down, singing their hearts out, and we'll be doing so again. When the game is on, I don't think there's anyone better than us at getting behind the lads, but when the game's not being played, we'll ask big questions.
On now to the Champions League qualifiers, where Gianni van Bronckhorst's Rangers drew with PSV Eindhoven.
Rangers 2, PSV Eindhoven 2. Rangers extend their unbeaten home record in European matches to 8 games, but the Dutch showed so much quality at Ibrox to make the return leg a daunting prospect.
The first one, I think we had the first contact, which was unlucky. In the second one, yeah, we have to defend stronger and make sure we do everything to have the first contact. Yeah, of course, we need to improve it because next week, again, they will be dangerous in set pieces. So it's definitely an area we need to improve.
Now, should Darwin Núñez, have been sent off for his headbutt on Joakim Andersson on TalkSport on Monday night? No, apparently not, according to Didi Hamad, and also a Liverpool caller, probably his son or brother or uncle. Anyway, what a surprise. You'll hear me having a bit of a Barney with that caller in a moment, but first, here's Didi Hamad.
Oh, it's a headbutt. It's a headbutt from Darwin Núñez. He was provoked by Andersson, but there is absolutely no way that that's going to be overturned. No.
I think he just walked into him. It wasn't even a head, but I think he just walked into the defender, Andersson.
Come on, Didi.
If it's a proper head, but I can understand to extend the ban, but he just walked into him. You know, I think three games is enough. He shouldn't do that. Yes, we all agree he shouldn't do it.
I don't think myself the intent was there to head, but then... But I didn't think he touched him. He went down like a bloody shot.
Hold on. Hold on, John. You don't think he touched him?
No, he went down like as if he'd got pollux.
Right, John.
He didn't even touch
John,
him at all.
John, you need to go to Specsavers.
The intent was there.
John.
And the main reason was, right, that it happened, was John. He queried a foul. He'd already been pushed
by
the Crystal Palace player.
John, take a breath.
And then
John.
He gave him a shove, and then he reacted in,
John.
Like, oh, sorry, hang on a minute, in, like as if he in temper, and he lost his rag, and unfortunately, but there we are, another thing then.
Hold on, whoa. He headbutted him. There was contact. He headbutted him.
Now, this Saturday, TalkSport brings you live exclusive national radio commentary of Anthony Joshua's heavyweight unification bout with Alexander Usyk live from Jeddah in Return of the Jeddah. That's a great name. Oh, Goldstein, it's not called that. That's a much better name, but it's not called that. Oh, yeah, it's called Rage in the Red Sea. Anyway, here's Spencer Oliver, the former European champ, and Simon Jordan looking ahead to the bout.
And the advance party has arrived from TalkSport over in Jeddah live now. Spencer Oliver.
Can't wait, actually, to get a first look at Alexander Usyk, who there's been reports, Amir Khan said, that he's actually coming in 15 kilos heavier than the last fight. I don't know if that's 15 kilos or he meant 15 pounds, but that means he'll be considerably bigger, at least the same size as AJ. So what is his plan? Is it to knock AJ out? I mean, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to get a first glimpse of him at this workout.
What do you expect his decision to be, Spence? I mean, we saw him about 6 months ago do an edgy interview with Coogan Cassius, right, where he sort of contradicted himself but talked in slightly colloquial terms and took the conversation to the vernacular with some bad language. But what do you expect from Anthony? Do you expect him to be edgy? Do you expect him to be aggressive? Do you expect, I mean, obviously in the fight we expect that, but leading up to the press conference, leading up to the weigh-in, what are you expecting from Anthony?
Well, there's a lot on the line from AJ. There's a lot on the line, and so I expect him to be edgy. You know, I expect him now that reality is kicking in. We're getting closer. Once you get to that public workout and then you get the press conference, the weigh-in, you know you're there. The reality's there. And he's got to do what he said he's going to do. You know, he's got to roll those dice. And by rolling the dice early, you know, he could get knocked out in doing that. I think AJ's got to take this fight, Simon. I think we've spoke about it before. Yep. I think that AJ's got to go into this contest really looking at it as a six-round contest, not a 12-round contest.
Now, following their 4-0 win over Manchester United, the Brentford manager Thomas Frank spoke exclusively to Jim White. Frankie reflected on the game and delved deeper into the club's ideology.
We have, four key things. It's all about performance. It's working unbelievable hard. It's attitude, and that attitude is confident but humble, which lead to the working hard, and then the key thing, togetherness. So we are a bunch of good people, staff and players, said it before, no policy. So that means that we go in the same direction. And that reassures me. I again know that we can be anything between 20 and 7. And I hope we are going towards a better position than last year. But who knows? This league is crazy.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
England captain Ben Stokes has been speaking to the media ahead of the first test with South Africa today at Lord's. Stokesy admitted he's expecting a tough challenge from the Saffers.
Down he comes, gets the single. Ben Stokes goes to 100.
Look, I've played many series against South Africa over the years and I always love playing against them. They seriously competitive side. You always feel like you're in the battle with them, no matter, even if you are on top of a game. The attitude that they have as players and as individuals is something that I really admire. You know, we've had a good record against South Africa over the last couple of years, but as I say about their strengths and weaknesses and stuff like that, we're a side who really like to focus on what we do. We obviously, go into, the bowlers and batters and stuff like that, look at footage, look at where we feel like we can, get their batters out, how we feel we can score against their bowlers, but we don't really look too far past that. It's all about us.
And don't forget to check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, Following On with Steve Hammy-Harmison, for a review of the first day's play. Unless, of course, you don't like cricket, then don't bother.
Oh.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show today from 4 p.m. Straight after us at 7 p.m, it's kickoff around the grounds with Adrian Durham with all the goals as they go in from the Championship and Champions League. A little bit like last night, of course, with different teams playing and different results. Anyway, until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.